Governor Jim Doyle has regularly transferred money out of the transportation fund to fill other budget shortfalls during his two terms in office. A recent memo by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau found those transfers had totaled more than $1 billion under Doyle's watch. The governor has defended the moves as necessary to prevent cuts to schools and local governments. But Craig Thompson with the Wisconsin Transportation Development Association says using the road fund to fix temporary budget holes doesn't work.
It is a trap that makes tough times worse and last longer.
Thompson's group is spearheading an effort to amend Wisconsin's constitution to prevent these so-called raids of the transportation fund. He says at least 9 counties will hold advisory referenda this November to gauge support for such an amendment. Several business groups are on board, including the Wisconsin Grocers Association. Lobbyist Brandon Schultz says his members rely on quality roads to get their products to market.
Every budget cycle, we fight this fight. We cannot afford to have roads that are not well maintained, and we cannot afford to have roads that don't allow our businesses to operate.
Amending the Constitution takes time. 2 consecutive sessions of the legislature have to sign off before the question can be put to voters. The earliest that could happen is 2013. Money for the transportation fund comes mostly from the state's gas tax, although in recent years the state has raised license and registration fees and borrowed more to pay for road projects. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.